Hi, my name's Shane Burley.
And I'm Monica Humbert.
And we are the S&M...
Rant, It's like I got nothing.
Wer ist der größere Fucktot?
Man arrested for auto burglary in jail parking lot hours after release. Florida man, obviously, caught breaking into cars after...
What's the story from...
I don't know.
So many from Florida.
Well, they always, like, every distorted view calls Florida our most fucked up state, and then there's a... FARC has a Florida tag. I mean, Florida apparently has quite the reputation for having
That's
extreme fucktardedness.
Whacked.
So, Florida man caught breaking into cars after he's released from jail. And this is in, what, NBC Miami. A Southwest Florida man found himself in jail twice within a couple of hours after authorities say he tried to break into cars in the parking lot of the jail he'd just been released from. Donald Gardner, 48, was arrested around 6:30 p.m. Sunday by Pasco County Sheriff's deputies for causing a drunken disturbance in Lando Lakes in the margarine tank.
Lando Lakes.
You have a little bit of an altercation in a little margarine container, according to the St. Petersburg Times. Authorities said they responded to complaints of a man urinating in a yard and spotted Gardner crawling out from under his neighbor's bushes with his shorts on backwards and low on his hips. Gardner told deputies he was looking for cans of paint in the bushes. Without your pants? Whenever I look for paint, the paint runs away. It's attracted by magnet to my bare ass.
Well, are you sure? Well, I was trying to replace a porch light. What?
Yeah.
You were talking about paint? What the hell are you talking about?
Yeah, exactly. I was trying to mow my lawn with my ass. So I don't know. Then changed his story and said he was trying to replace a porch light. Oh, okay, great. So you didn't even make that up. When you said the porch light, I cracked up because I was like, that is random. But no, he did actually say he was trying to... Why was he looking for paint and then trying to replace a porch light all on the ground?
I was trying to paint the porch light.
Yeah, on the ground. And then... put it back up when it dried, but I still didn't need any pants for it. Sheriff's report said Gardner was, quote, extremely intoxicated. Again, I don't want people to write any more about how someone was drunk in an article, because I feel it does not explain it enough. I've not ever been that drunk. I still can't fathom how this happens.
Wow.
And had admitted to drinking 6 beers and taking 6 oxycodone pills. 1 oxycodone pill per beer. That's what I hear. That's how it processes through your system. Deputies took Gardner into custody, and he was released from the Lando Lakes jail. I like, laugh every time I see Lando Lakes jail around 10 p.m. But his freedom was short-lived. Authorities said Gardner went to the jail's parking lot to wait for a ride, but started trying to get into cars in the lot. He had a ride coming. Someone was coming for him. It wasn't like he was waiting for 7 hours and he's like, fuck, it's not going to work. But no. So started trying to get into cars in the lot. He was arrested again around 11:45 p.m. Gardner told a deputy he hoped the cop was, quote, not mad at him for attempting to get into the cars. He's sweet. He's kind of, you know, I don't want you to be cross or nothing, the arrest report said.
In the lot of the police station.
Isn't it stupid?
What an idiot.
I don't understand. Wow. He was being held Tuesday on $2,000 bond. It was unknown whether he has an attorney. Why don't they ask people whether they have an attorney, since every article seems to end like this? Do you have an attorney, sir? We're going to make this one call to you. Do you have an attorney? We need to put that in the article. I mean, obviously nobody cares enough if they're never following up with this info.
Oh, this guy kills me.
Yeah, he's pretty good, but the other guy's pretty
amazing.
Good, too.
So again, Florida, from Local 10 News. Florida woman picks up boyfriend from jail, gets beaten up.
Attack happened outside jail.
He looks very angry.
I could see he might have some issues if he can't control himself long enough to leave the jail before he beats his girlfriend up.
Fort Myers, Florida. Police are investigating a violent attack that happened right outside the Lee County Jail in Fort Myers. Autumn? You named your boy?
No, it's the girl.
Oh, this is the woman. Oh, good lord.
I was wondering that, too, and then I thought it explained so much.
Autumn Lynn Livingston, 22, told police she had just picked up Elijah Paul Love.
Irony.
His last name is Love. 24, from jail on Saturday when he claimed Love went crazy.
Love went crazy last night.
I was picking my love up from the station. Then he beat me silly. Livingston said Love first threw her car keys across the parking lot when Livingston tried to run from the car. She said Love grabbed her by the neck, back of the neck, sorry, and slammed her into the vehicle. This is bad. Livingston got away again, but Love grabbed her from
Love grabbed her from behind.
I don't know.
I think they're all songs.
You can't save that because it's laughable each time you say it, but Love grabbed her from behind.
It did. You know, that happens sometimes. It just comes and grabs you right from behind and smashes your face against
you. He then put her in a headlock, police said. He used a hard cast on his... Oh. On his forearm to squeeze it so hard she was unable to breathe. So, this guy had a cast on his forearm. Livingston said she was unable to breathe, according to police. She tried to hit Love in the testicles and let her go. Livingston then ran to the entrance of the Lee County Courthouse. Fort Myers police responded after a witness called 911 and said she saw a man dragging a woman through the parking lot. Livingston told police that she was Love's girlfriend for the past 5 months and that they lived together. Love was arrested and charged with domestic battery by strangulation. Love was arrested and charged with... Okay, you can't make that sound hot at all.
No, but you can't make it sound like love is painful.
Love was arrested and charged with domestic battery by strangulation. Like, you just can't... There's no tonality that really makes it work. You cannot save that. Like, I totally want to write an album now of
like
songs.
Like, just songs that begin with love and some battery.
Yeah.
Like, some horrible action that happens after that. I mean, if you're listening and you want to make a song...
Yeah.
With all these sentences, I implore you. So he wants to beat his girlfriend up, and I don't support that. But, obviously. But you just got out of jail. Do you think you maybe could have faked the ride? Like, I don't know if he thinks she's cheated on him or what he thinks is happening. But he could very easily, I guess if he had some self-control, enough to pull it off for like an hour, you know, get in the car, get home... And then maybe do it, and maybe no one would notice, right? And maybe she won't report it.
So are you advocating
that men, when
being released from jail, should go home and beat their women?
I don't understand the direct crimes. I think you need to, you know, give it some time before you realize the outside world isn't to your liking. And then decide to commit a crime to get back in. But anyway,
I think it's fascinating because I think these people should really not do it at all, or ask to stay in jail.
Good start.
Or do something stupid to keep her in jail. I guess
that is so bizarre.
Who are we calling today?
We're calling Matt Koff.
Hello.
Hi, Matt.
Yes.
Hey, thanks so much for doing this. This is Monica, by the way, of the S&M Reds. I know that
she just goes on and like, all right, I don't know the hell I'm here for. I'm just the phone.
Of course. Matt, meet Shane. Shane, meet Matt.
Let's talk about a man who got arrested for trying to break into cars in the parking lot of the jail he just got released from.
Oh, boy.
Tell us your wisdom.
I'm deeply disturbed. Both, you know, I thought I liked Florida, you know?
Yeah?
And grew up there.
Aww.
That's wrong. My parents were from New York. My grandparents live there. Sorry, I'm tired.
you're barely remembering your history now. Like, life is full of lies as a comic, right?
Yeah, let's just say that my parents grew up there to make it more, to raise the stakes.
Absolutely. My God, I can't believe your family grew up. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, no, but it's very weird, these stories. People are just really dumb. And one of the guys has the excuse of being drunk. But another guy is just like, he couldn't have been drunk in jail.
No. Neither of them could be. I mean, didn't they de-tank themselves or something?
Well, one of these dudes seems like he was only there for like an hour or so.
Okay. Yeah, whatever. Right.
So you asked me, like, which guy, I guess we'll get into all this, but
yeah,
I mean,
yeah, yeah. No, tell us, like, I love stretching this out as long as possible, because we have no material ourselves. So slowly, let's massage these articles in a soft and gentle manner. So the first guy, Shane, like,
I think we just do this for amusing ourselves. Screw whoever calls.
Seriously, isn't it? That is actually, we're the only people that listen to the show. Like, oh, right afterwards, much. We don't ever put it out. We just sit there and we listen to it and Scott, we're funny and we got a good guest.
That's wonderful.
So this first guy, what'd you think about him?
He's the gentleman who thought he was going to provide the police with the best excuse of why he was crawling out of bushes with his pants backwards.
I thought this guy was adorable.
He's cute, eh? In comparison, right?
Well, you know, it's just so random, you know? Oh, I'm fixing the porch light. Yeah, I'm looking for paint cans.
You tell me what I'm doing.
Yeah, well, I think later he's just like, you know, when he was trying to break, you know, later he tries to break into some cars in the jail parking lot.
Yeah.
And he's like, he tells the cop, he's like, I hope you're not mad at me.
I love that. Isn't that cute?
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Like, before, he's like an idiot, but now he just seems like a big old teddy bear who just wants to be liked by anyone, including the police.
The police officer somehow reminds him of his dad, you know? I hope I didn't disappoint you. I also, like, I really enjoy how he had a ride that was coming to pick him up. He couldn't wait that long.
Did he, though? They didn't say who the ride was.
The girl from the other article, the one that already picked up her abusive boyfriend, she's like, I'm done with him. Can I pick up another drunkard?
I'm going back to my first husband, the paint can guy.
Exactly.
Yeah, this guy. Well, you know, one thing that impressed me is that he was able to come up with such specific excuses for what he was doing on the spot, like paint cans and fixing a porch. I couldn't do that, and I've taken years of improv classes. And this guy, I don't know, I was very impressed by his specificity and his ability to think on his feet while intoxicated.
Yeah.
This guy should run for mayor, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, exactly. He would probably win. Like, he would be great at the press conferences, right? Why is our city in debt? Because I have
pink cans.
Flagship stores and ink.
Oh, he would have said, I would have, if I were him, I would have said pink cans.
Pink cans is the answer to everything.
When you think about it long enough, it is, you know.
How can we solve crime in the city, Mayor Gartner? Pink cans.
If you watch Home Alone, that's the truth.
And what about our second fellow? He has a, I don't want to judge the guy, but he seems like he has some sort of anger management issue.
Well,
I don't want to put words in your mouth.
Well, he tried to strangle his girlfriend with his cast.
Okay. Well, yeah, so so he's also quite limber. I barely can get it together to do shit.
How come this guy is not as lovable as the other one? And his name is Love. Love tried to strangle me.
I love that.
Get kicked in the testicles or whatever the hell it was.
I don't know if he tried to get kicked in the testicles.
He wasn't exactly aiming for that.
Maybe he was. Maybe that's how they get each other off. He strangles her. She kicks him in the testicles.
I kind of like that.
You
actually,
never know.
It
could be that sort of dominating.
They were just kissing each other. Hello. You know, it's like a really weird.
The police arrest him. It's like, no, we do this all the time.
Are they Italian? I mean, I didn't notice that Love is not Italian.
Livingston is definitely not.
I can see that in like a Greek or an Italian relationship. You know, my family's Hungarian. I can see it in Eastern European relationships. You know, yeah. Hey, I love you. I love you too. I beat you up too. I kick you in the nuts. Oh, that just shows me how much you care. You know,
right. Then you run into the courthouse.
Screaming
exciting anew.
That's right.
Aboard, we're expecting you.
Shane also watched your Love Boat intro, so this is now what's stuck in
his head. Love Boat.
We don't let Shane focus on much.
Soon we'll be making another run. Oh, this God, I can't believe it.
I feel like that was a commercial break, but...
I know, totally, yeah.
There's a little interlude. Like, we don't actually have sponsors, but there's a tape that plays in Shane's brain, and really...
like, every 5 minutes... Suddenly, like, a commercial just goes off in my head.
That's great.
Do you think that if someone's name is Love, they automatically become violent?
Yes.
Yeah, just for the sake of juxtaposition.
Courtney Love likes to beat on people.
Yeah.
Elijah Paul Love.
Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Yes. Yeah, I haven't heard
that's
anything.
That's who she beats on her boy all the time.
She beats on our eardrums with that song she recorded, so I think...
What's
that? That's so sad.
Do you remember that song she recorded? Like, it was something about,
It was a hit in Japan.
I could see that.
They're into the kinky stuff there, you know.
She was like, you know, something about waking up. Like, you have that dream where you wake up in your pajamas walking down the street. I'm like, this...
Okay, that's it. I can no longer be your friend.
Because I knew
I'm sorry, you know way too much of a Jennifer Love Hewitt song.
Yeah.
Oh,
well,
my God.
You've witnessed the end
so
of the
much
podcast,
for this show.
This is,
oh, my God.
I don't know. It has nothing to do with you. Please don't take it personally. But the podcast is over permanently since you were gone.
Destroyed by Jennifer Love Hewitt, a new podcast starting next week.
It's great that this is what sets you off. Maybe that's what happened to this guy.
Jeff Hewitt sang a bad song and he beat up his woman?
I've heard it happen before, guys.
It's kind of epidemic.
Yeah, it's kind of poetic.
Okay, so he's got a beef. I'm trying to work this out, okay, Matt? Maybe you can help. Okay. He's got some beef with her that obviously, he's been thinking about, right? Because it doesn't take, they can't get into the car, they can't go home, he needs to beat her up this second.
Right.
How does that happen?
Well, I'll tell you what happened when I did that.
Yeah, that's kind of what
happened. Any one of my five girlfriends, they're generally like, I'm so glad to see you.
Right.
It's so nice to see you out of prison. And then I beat them up. And that's it. It just makes me so angry, you know. And then, they're like, oh, I came to pick you up. And I'm like, oh, the nerve of them.
It really seems like this guy's idea of gratitude and other people's idea of gratitude just somehow just differs slightly.
His first name is Elijah.
Yeah.
Which is a prophet's name.
It is.
So maybe he was looking in the future about something. Maybe she didn't scrub the dishes right.
Yes.
Angry about it. I know I'm really stretching here.
We gotta look for something, man. Like, we gotta find some reason for this.
They don't give you a lot. I really wish maybe they had interviewed this woman, you know, a little bit more in depth, you know, because you just know about the violence, and that's it.
I think that also they need to ask, like, so, when's the marriage? You know, like, I want to know if they stayed together, because I have a feeling they did.
It's Florida.
So now he's going to jail again. Is she going to pick him up the next time? These are the questions I have.
Here's one other thing about this story that I was a little confused by. So the girlfriend ran into the entrance of the Lee County Courthouse.
Yeah.
Then the police responded after a witness called 911 and said she saw a man dragging a woman through the parking lot. So the police didn't respond when this woman who'd just been almost strangled to death ran into the courthouse. It was because they saw a witness?
I think like that they might have potentially taken a call while she was running in. Like, she's running in and she's like, he's trying to kill me. Help me.
Hold on, miss. Hold on a second. What?
Don't be rude. I have a call coming in. Yeah, I mean, you're right. Like, why wasn't what she was saying valid to this conversation at all? It's like, or she gave them the whole report and they're just sitting there and they're like, what kind of fucker who was named Love would beat you up right after you got, this seems preposterous. Hold on, I got a call coming in. Huh.
A woman being beat in the parking lot? Really? Yeah, I got it right here. Oh, no, wait. No, she's being dragged away.
Yeah, I guess we'll have to talk to her later.
Can you tell me what's going on outside?
Yeah. You sound hot. Can we get together? Who do you think is worthy of the Fucktard of the Week title? Who's more fucktarded here?
I am going to go with the man arrested for auto burglary.
Really?
Yeah. Because he was so close. He was so... Well, I mean, I guess they were both close, but he had a ride coming for him, and he...
So did the other one. Yeah, the ride there, right there at the time.
I know.
No,
but,
please expand, though.
I mean, the guy who was, you know, strangling his girlfriend or whatever, he just seems deranged. I don't know, this other guy's just a friggin' goofball, you know? Paint cans in the bushes, really? Fixing a porch? At least settle on an excuse. And then just go to at least to another parking lot. I don't know. I just feel like this guy is just like, you know, one guy is like a nut and the other guy is a fucktard.
Yeah, okay. It's a distinction. I appreciate that. Yeah, okay. I mean, you're the judge and we defer to your higher authority. Matt, tell us about yourself.
Oh, me?
Yeah, please.
You know, I had there were some paint cans and some bushes and I spend time looking for them when I'm not peeing on my neighbor's lawn.
Is that on your website? Is there a game just like that? Yeah, I want there to be now. Something where, like, you're running around peeing and we have to, like, successfully get you to home, you know, without you robbing somebody, urinating on something.
Or beating them senseless.
Beating
yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I think this, please consider if you have, I believe you do have a webmaster, consider putting that on your site, I think.
Yes, I will tell my webmaster, which is me. But
so you'll be developing our idea pretty soon.
Yeah, give me 24 hours. And
yeah, fantastic.
Me, I am a stand-up comedian and a writer, comedy writer, and I perform all around New York City, and I write stuff.
I have to say that I follow you on Twitter, and you're one of my favorite tweeters.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, you're hilarious. It's always clever, and yeah, I would read them out loud, but I don't actually think my delivery would do them justice.
Well, you know, it kind of breaks my heart that I'll never get to walk on the moon or blow myself.
Oh, yeah.
Did that work? Did that delivery work?
I just tweeted that.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Oh, it seemed like one of his commercials was coming up. I didn't really know where this was coming from. Rand.
I have the largest genitals on the face of the planet.
You do, but that's not what we're going to talk about right now.
But I always want to talk about my genitals.
I know. I understand that. But, well, we have
you
to talk...
You never let me talk about my private parts.
Okay. They are very large.
A little more.
The texture you of a words like nubile alligator. Oh, sorry. Massive gargantuan penis.
That's right.
Would
don't call it a penis. Call it a man missile.
Oh, right. Okay. You have a lovely gargantuan man missile.
Thank you. It's
intimidating when we sit next to each other. Sometimes it pushes me out of my chair.
It's like, gargantuan penis.
What an awful image that is.
Like somebody like just sitting there, hey, how's it going? And then suddenly this big
giant penis
just shows up out of nowhere and like pushes people out of the way. Like,
I wouldn't be surprised if there was a literotica story just like that.
So you were saying?
I was saying. All right, hold on. Let's just find that doc. Go down. Oh, okay, yeah. Both the barbecue dude and the flirty rapist. isn't that great that actually
that's like a title of a film.
Barbecue Dude and
Barbecue
the Flirty
Dude
Rapist.
And the Flirty Rapist star in their next action blockbuster. Blow me, Pop-Tart.
Wow. I that's the tagline of the century. Anything you've said so far about your taglines, and you come up with a lot of good ones, blow me, Pop-Tart. It's like Mel Gibson, and he's gotten... even more sexist, if that's possible. I love it. Okay, so first of all, I want to say that if you do not follow us on either Twitter or Facebook, you are missing out, and here's why. The first one is something, actually, that I found on one of my favorite podcasts, which is the New York City Crime Report. They have a Twitter. It's NYC Crime Report. So you can follow them, too. You should, because they're very funny. But there's this is perfect. It's so timely, and Shane, maybe you should read this for me.
He lost his cool over condiments. A hothead shot up a deli in Jamaica. In Jamaica?
Jamaica, Queens.
In Jamaica, after he was told there was no more barbecue sauce, authorities said.
Does it sound familiar?
Yes, it does sound familiar.
Doesn't
the
it?
Teen had ordered some food at the fancy gourmet deli and cafe. That's a really bad name.
It really is.
At 10330 at Merrick Boulevard. At 1:40 a.m. Sunday and became irate when the 23-year-old counter clerk informed him there were no packets of barbecue sauce.
Prior to storming out, the thug grabbed the side of his hip, allegedly snarled, "I'll be back."
I have a question. That's where, I mean, there's a lot of questions.
Okay, I'm sorry. If anyone grabs their hip, leaves, and says they're going to be back, I would lock the door.
If someone grabbed their hip,
call the police.
He's describing, it sounds like a major queen. Oh, well, you don't have any barbecue sauce. Why is she a Jewish queen? I don't know. I can't do the queenie accent. Myself. Like, but, well, maybe they're in New York, so the guy's a Jewish queen. Also a woman. I don't know. I can't do it. But the point is, grabbing the hip is a really strange thing. Like, that's just a strange position. Anyway, so I'll be back. And 10 minutes later, he does. So go ahead.
So 10 minutes later, he came back and pointed the gun at the...
With a ski mask. Because he just said he'll be back, but now he has to disguise himself. That's going to work.
What a dork. So he points it at the person and then shoots into the ceiling. So...
And he says,
"Oh, what are you gonna do? Like, what? I called my boss. I said, "Hey, dude, we need to have some more barbecue sauce."
At 1:45
in the morning.
Like, yeah.
I don't think it really matters whether, you know, go home, eat your food, be done with it.
Just move
or
on.
Or don't pay and leave. Just don't take it. Just don't take the food. Go get something else.
Yeah, but don't come back with a ski mask and a firearm because it just seems counterproductive.
What an idiot.
So this is my favorite one. This one we posted on our Facebook. It's from the Daily Herald. I love this. I can't love this more. Suspect arrested after flirting with cop. San Francisco. San Francisco police said a man wanted on suspicion of rape was arrested after approaching a uniformed female officer on patrol and flirting with her. Uniformed, okay? Not plain clothes. An unidentified 26-year-old man was taken into custody over the weekend on a no-bail warrant for rape issued in Hayward. Captain Paul Giagletti told the San Francisco Chronicle the arrest came after the man tried to strike up a conversation with a female officer. The officer was inside a parked police cruiser. Chanel said the suspect asked the officer if she was married. The officer said she wasn't available but asked for the man's name. A subsequent record check turned up the warrant and the suspect was arrested. Here's what I originally thought, which made the article even better, although I still think it's fantastic. I originally thought he was flirting with her to get out of the rape charge. Like,
I can see that.
Oh, babe, you know? Yeah, I know just what would make these rape charges go away. You're pretty sexy, you know? Let me show you what I gave her, but in a nicer, gentler way, huh?
Rant, 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 rant.
Thank you for listening to episode 36. Arrivederci, Orivagina.
When people want to know about episode 37, what are they going to do?
Well, they're going to wait a week, but if they...
What are they going to do to make sure that they're...
On top of things.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I need a diagram these things. Can you draw this out in, like, pictorials and cartoons?
I can draw the Twitter logo, Facebook logo.
iTunes. Okay, so please, first of all, you want to find out about us, we're at rantmehard.com. We post
everything there.
We are also on iTunes and just about every other podcast service. We are also now on Stitcher. You will read the copy at the end of this. And you should rate us. You should listen to us. You should beg to be in our presence.
That's right.
Especially if you are in Vancouver.
Hottest
be like,
man in Canada.
Can we
right
hang
here
with you guys? The hottest man in Canada, especially. And where can... And there's all sorts of other things you could do. You could Skype us. You could email
us. Tweet us.
info@rantmehard.com.
Butt us, yes.
Gentle to us, whatever
gentle
you're in the
rubbing
mood for.
Will do fine.
Licky, sucky, booby tonight. Yes. Shane, where can we find you?
You can find me at everything I do at shanesworld.ca. And Monica, if I wanted to know everything that you're doing, I wanted to stalk you in a virtual sense, what website would I go to?
There is yourdoseoflunacy.com. That's probably the best place to find out.
The best place.
You can also follow me on Facebook or Twitter. Twitter is at Monica Hamburg, H-A-M-B-U-R-G. And you are Shane B, Shane
that
B-E-E
is so
on Twitter.
Right.
Yes. And the last thing we'll do is tell you more about Stitcher. And Shane, I loved the way you read it last time.
Now on Stitcher. You can now hear our shows while on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio. On-demand news, talk, and more on your mobile phone. The latest episode is always available to you, no syncing needed, and no memory or storage wasted. Available for your iPhone, Android phones, Kindle Fire, WebOS phones, and your BlackBerry. Downloading is easy. Go to Stitcher.com and check out your app store, Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
Fucking hot.